Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Police are appealing for witnesses and dashcam footage after a man was seriously injured in a road rage incident in Perth South. A 21-year-old had pulled over near Thomas Road in Medina last night after noticing a vehicle following closely behind him. His car was rammed before an altercation erupted between the two drivers. The 21-year-old remains in hospital. The death toll from the devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria has surpassed 12,000. It's now the deadliest seismic event in more than a decade, and there are fears that number will continue to rise. Oxfam director Meryem Aslan has told the ABC the search for survivors is entering a critical phase.
Time is running short. It is very, very cold at the moment. I'm freezing here. I cannot imagine the people who are doing search and rescue. I cannot imagine the people under the rubble.
International investigators say there's strong indications Vladimir Putin approved the supply of the missile system which brought down MH17, but they haven't suggested the Russian president ordered the aircraft to be shot down. 38 Australians were among 298 people killed when the plane crashed in eastern Ukraine in 2014. The early childhood education and care system is going under the microscope. The Productivity Commission inquiry will get underway next month, examining accessibility and affordability to ensure measures are in place to set kids up for school and success. In sport, Australia will launch its test series against India today. The final 11 will be announced at the toss. And former St Kilda player Aaron Sipos is a chance to line up for Philadelphia in Monday's Super Bowl when the Eagles take on the Chiefs. He says he's ready to go.
The ankle's come along really nicely in kind of the last 2 or 3 weeks, which has been awesome. And, I'm all ready to go and play. It's just up to the organisation on what they want to do. So fingers crossed things go my way.